Sawmills are reopening in Wyoming and Colorado after a decade of being shuttered. They're harvesting and processing trees that have been killed by beetle infestation. Still, many are suitable for lumber. Rebecca Martinez reports that this uptick in the timber business is helping with forest fire management.
On a densely wooded slope of Elk Mountain in Carbon County, a huge logging machine sets about clear-cutting a stand of lodgepole pines and fir trees. It has an enormous mechanical arm wielding a claw and a circular saw. In a few smooth motions, it slices through several trees a few stories high, gently lifts them, and places them in a tidy bunch. This device that fells and bunches trees is called a feller buncher.
The equipment that the loggers use is very expensive, and just the labor that goes into it. If it weren't for having the sawmills in the area, we wouldn't be able to do hardly any forest management.
Josh Van Vlack is with the Wyoming State Forestry Division. He says the area's new sawmill, Saratoga Forest Management, makes it possible to clear out hundreds of acres of beetle-killed wood. The company sells the wood in the form of 2x4s and wood chips, and the forestry division gets help clearing out swaths of dense forest. Van Vlack points out that half the forest is already dead.
The mountain pine beetle has attacked the lodgepole pine and the ponderosa pine at a pretty much landscape scale.
The region has seen serious wildfires spreading in recent years that have threatened cities and taken lives. Foresters blame poor management over the last century. Historically, extinguishing fires was the priority, which allowed forests to grow denser. Then, in reaction to overharvesting, environmental restrictions drastically limited timber sales. Brian Farabee with the U.S. Forest Service's Rocky Mountain region added that these factors have enabled a feeding frenzy among native bark beetles.
The host beetles have just taken advantage of a combination of climate change, drought, and the lack of vegetation treatment across the landscape and has really spread.
To make matters worse, competition from Canada and a weak domestic construction market forced many regional sawmills out of business in the early 2000s. This January, one of the biggest sawmills in the region came back to life. Clint George is one of the owners of Saratoga Forest Management. He says once you eliminate fire and harvesting,
what you end up with is densely spaced forests where the trees are competing for nutrients, and therefore they're susceptible to disease, they're susceptible to insects, they're susceptible to fires.
The rash of beetle kill and rapidly spreading wildfires were game changers for the timber industry. Last year, the Forest Service sold off nearly four times as much timber as it had in 2000. They're selling marketable timber to sawmills and hiring loggers to strategically cut down the less valuable but more dangerous stuff. Sawmills benefit because beetle-killed wood is just as strong as regular wood. And Saratoga's Clint George says federal, state, and private forest managers are happy because thinning wooded areas can also improve forest health, much like fire did naturally.
And so we can go out into the forest, and when we harvest, it opens up the forest floor. The seeds now that are dropped during the process, the pine cones open up, the seeds start to regenerate, and you have a regeneration of the forest.
Saratoga Forest Management is processing about 25 million feet of logs per year. Owners say that if more timber becomes available, the mill could handle three times that much, removing even more fuel from the regional forests. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Martinez.